Right now, though, my first guest of the day is on the line. His name is Jimmy Teller, and he is an honorary arranger, an executive member of Sanparks Liaison. He used to be the chief executive. Jimmy, thanks for being with us on Chai FM this afternoon.
No, thank you very much. It's a great opportunity.
Talk to me about the Honorary Rangers fundraiser. What is it? Why is it important? And how much money has it raised?
Certainly. On the specific, just to let you know what the Sanparks Honorary Rangers, we are a volunteer organization of 2,700 members across the country. What we do is we raise funds in order to do services for Sanparks, to assist them in maintaining and looking after their parks. And the Comrades Marathon is one of our bigger and more successful fundraising activities that we have been doing for the last 2 years now. We were fortunate enough to be appointed as one of the six official charities in 2024, which was actually our 60th year of existence. 2025 also showed a great improvement in our fundraising, and the funds that are raised through any of our activities or events, mm-hmm. we utilize specifically for ensuring that all funds go to conservation. And within conservation, there's a whole realm of activities that we can participate in. So things like your anti-poaching, we have canine activities, we look after rangers who deal with the anti-poaching situations in all of the national parks where it's relevant and it's a problem. And the funds that we achieve through Comrades Marathon are actually assisting us greatly in ensuring that the poaching activities are decreasing. And it makes a big difference to ensuring the future of all of our wildlife for South Africa.
Jimmy, maybe just take one step back for me, because it suddenly dawns on me that I know little to nothing about the financing of Sanparks at all. How does that work? Before you raising money for it, how do they finance themselves?
Okay, so Sanparks is a government organization. So they raise funds for themselves directly through accommodation and from any government grants they may get. We're not actually associated with Sanparks. So okay. Our funding is we're a complete separate entity. We're a nonprofit organization. We're a registered public benefit organization. So when we raise funds on behalf of Sanparks, we never contribute actual cash or financial amounts to Sanparks themselves, because they are part of the government and they have very strict controls over their financing. Our aim is to raise funds, and we have a collaboration agreement with Sanparks. And part of that collaboration agreement is, where do they require additional assistance that volunteers can participate in ensuring the conservation of our cultural assets and wildlife? So we can come up with items. So we might purchase a dog on their behalf of Sanparks and donate the dog to Sanparks. There might be a requirement for maintenance work. So our members spend all their time volunteering and might go do an activity within Sanparks, such as snare removals. So our direct involvement is simply providing a service to Sanparks themselves.
So in an ideal world, it would be absolutely wonderful if you weren't required, but I would imagine, given current realities, the contributions that you make are more than necessary, are absolutely imperative to enable Sanparks.
Most definitely. I think one of the items that we often talk about when we deal with Sanparks is, if the Sanparks Honorary Rangers didn't exist and we didn't have 2,700 volunteers doing ad hoc duties for them, Sanparks would have to effectively employ those persons to do the work. But now they're receiving it as a volunteer service. So it's helping them to focus their funds in other activities within Sanparks themselves.
Did you really say 2,700? Is that the number of volunteers that are honorary rangers or involved with volunteerism?
We have 2,700 around the country. And our organization is run, we have four remunerated employees, and that's our admin staff. The rest are all volunteers. They give up all their time and service. And just as an example, for the year April 2024 to March 2025,
yeah,
our members spent over 400,000 hours of service in a national park. And if you equate that to Rand value,
yeah,
Sandparks would have had to spend close on 98 million Rand to employ people to do the work that the Sandparks Honorary Rangers do.
What a mind-blowing statistic you're just telling me here. And who are these people? I mean, are they living in the area? Are they retirees? Who does this?
But the organization is open to anybody who wants to volunteer. We have no restrictions on age, whether you're working or you're retired. Myself, for example, I'm still employed, but yet I find the time, because I'm passionate about it, to still volunteer. We have a lot of retired persons who now spent a lot of time being in the parks in the past and now realize they have the time to give something back. And the nice thing about it is we have 31 regions around the country that look after all 22 national parks. And any of our honorary rangers can work in any national park they want and provide a service in any of the national parks. So it does basically broaden our volunteer base. If people want to join, they're welcome to join. We go through a training process. We educate them on what has to be done, fall in line with what Sandparks require of us. And Sandparks basically support us in every aspect of our activities. So it's a fantastic opportunity for people who have the time and want to make a difference and give back and be part of conserving our cultural heritage. It's an awesome opportunity.
It's remarkable, and it's just so incredible to me and so humbling to hear that these kind of people exist in this country. I just didn't know there was that kind of spirit of volunteerism, and to that extent, it's truly, truly humbling. Just talk to me, Rands and Cents, over the last couple of years, I don't know, 10, 15, 20 years, what kind of funds have you raised and contributed to Sandparks? You've quantified the number of hours donated for nothing by the volunteers themselves, but in terms of fundraising and your cooperation with comrades, what have you physically managed to raise?
No problem. So the way we work with our fundraising activities, we have various aspects that we contribute to Sandparks. The one is if we purchase an asset on behalf of Sandparks, and that averages approximately 15 to 20 million Rand a year on that. If we still utilize the services of Sandparks, so if we have fundraising activities and events, we are participating on that side and doing that. And then also we have what Sandparks does is they put a Rand value to our contributions of time. And over the last, I'd say, 5 years, we're getting close to the 500 million Rand mark of financial contribution to Sandparks in terms of with our volunteer hours. Sandparks puts a value on our hours of what a general labor would cost, and they acknowledge that amount.
Jimmy, coming up in 20 seconds for half past, and I'm going to have to let you go, but I'm sure our listeners would be very interested in finding out how they could volunteer their expertise if they wish to do so. Who do they contact? What do they do?
Most definitely. What they can do is they can go onto our website, which is www.sandparksvolunteers.org. On that website, it tells us all about the projects we do. If you want to donate simply because you don't have the time, or if you want to join the Honorary Rangers, it gives you all the details of regions in a person's area. You can contact them directly, see what it's all, go to a meeting, see what it's all about, and decide what the next step would be.
Jimmy Teller, thank you for your time this afternoon. That was absolutely fascinating. And yeah, I don't know why I started the show half an hour ago talking about the fact that I'm so grateful for just the smallest thing in the world, having hot and cold water on tap. And I'm listening to this and I'm thinking about these volunteers who are volunteering inordinate amounts of time, 2,700 people across this country to contribute to Sandparks. Really amazing people with an incredible spirit of volunteerism. And I must tell you, it's really, really quite humbling.